Sooner or later, we're going to have a serious discussion about China. Even better, a serious discussion with China, without being the proverbial bull in the China shop. With me today, Leonie McKeon, a China negotiations expert and author, whose clients have included the University of South Australia, part of the giant Fletcher Building Group, Kmart and others. Leonie, Australia's relationship with China looks to be in the outhouse. Do you think that's true?
Well, it has gone down considerably, Phil, yes. However, I think what we need to do is now start to understand how China thinks.
All right, I give up. How do they think?
Okay, there's three things. The first one we need to understand is face, and that's how China is seen in front of the world. Face to us, like embarrassment, is how we're seen by ourselves. However, with China, it's how they're seen by the rest of the world, which actually happened when we had the inquiry, the open inquiry into the COVID-19 pandemic. The second thing is we need to understand a concept called wanci, which is relationships, which is quite different in Chinese culture. It's very much the bloodline of how Chinese people think. And the third thing, very importantly, we need to understand how Chinese people negotiate, and we need to understand a concept called the 36 Chinese strategies, which are known to be the core of Chinese thinking. They are derived from Sun Tzu's The Art of War.
All right, let me come back to that in a moment. Are there fundamental stresses in the relationship, or do we just not quite understand each other?
Well, there are fundamental stresses in the relationship, and that has happened this year. I mean, we have been dealing with China for many, many years, and we have had slight stresses, and we've had our differences. We are very different cultures, and we've been able to do that. But, however, this year, and it is really, I think, the whole instigator of this issue and the relationship with China going downhill is the inquiry into the COVID-19 pandemic. So, yes, there are cracks in the relationship at the moment, but I think these cracks can be patched up.
How?
However, we need to understand how China thinks. And I don't see, when I hear people, I don't see anybody really understanding these concepts. And I'm not saying that Australian people have to turn Chinese. I'm not saying that Chinese people have to turn Australian. But we really need to understand how Chinese people think and negotiate, and what is important to them, what is important to us. And we need to come in the middle there.
Okay. Look, supposedly, certainly in terms of what we read, the Chinese won't answer the phone, haven't done so for more than a year. So how can we negotiate with someone who won't talk to us?
Correct. Okay. The idea of calling up China and saying, okay, the ball's in your court, you know, answer the phone. I think it's very interesting, Phil, how the Prime Minister recently visited Japan and signed an agreement, a pact, for military cooperation. Now, my question is, why isn't the Prime Minister or someone else, high authority in the Parliament, going to China?
I don't know. The question is whether the gap with China is unbreachable. What we've actually had to do is choose America as our key ally, and the US and China are jostling for the number one superpower slot. So aren't we trying to be friends with both the Hatfields and the McCoys?
We are in a difficult situation. However, I think, you know, we have a diplomatic relationship. Well, I mean, we have a diplomatic relationship with America, yes. However, we need to understand that we have a very strong trading relationship with China, and China is our major trading country. So we need to be able to juggle the two, and that's the situation we're in right now. So, you know, it's about, well, I mean, my question again is, why aren't we going to China to visit China? Now, I don't see why not.
All right, you've negotiated with Chinese business for many years. What's the most important lesson you've learned?
The most important lesson is to understand the concept of the 36 Chinese strategies. That's the most important lesson. And I have been studying the 36 strategies for 20 years now. I've written my sixth, I've just completed my sixth book on these. Once you understand these, you can understand what China is doing. For example, they've just implemented strategy six, make a noise in the east and attack in the west, with the Twitter message that where the Australian soldier had the Afghani child. That was make a noise in the east and attack in the west. All of our attention was on that. We were very vocal about it. You know, I can see that once you understand these strategies, these negotiating strategies, which China, every Chinese person knows, then you can understand how Chinese people think. They are very clever strategies. They're not secrets. They're not nasty. They're clever.
So if you go to this, Australia complaining about the fake tweeting and the fake image of an Australian soldier with an Afghan child and so on, the problem there, as far as I can see, is that we had our Prime Minister, our most senior figure, respond to things that were sourced home to much more junior diplomats on the Chinese side. It's a strategic mistake, isn't it, to have your most senior person in negotiation with junior people or in dialogue with them anyway?
Well, you're absolutely right there, Phil, because, you know, it's our Prime Minister to a lower level person, and it really doesn't make sense. And, you know, our Prime Minister was very vocal about that, and I'm not saying that this was right what China did. However, this is not the piece here is it's not what we're doing, it's how we're doing it. We are not looking at how we are reacting and how we are doing things. And this is the main issue. This is why the communication it's becoming very difficult, because China isn't understanding how we're communicating. And we're not understanding how they're communicating. So it needs to be, you know, coming in the middle there.
This is one of a series of Phil Ackman current affairs interviews, recorded in the studios of Cairns FM 89.1 and sponsored by StockSpot, Australia's largest online investment advisor. StockSpot.com.au.
I'm Phil Ackman, and I'm talking to Leonie McKeon, a China negotiations expert and author. Leonie, you've mentioned Sun Tzu's The Art of War two or three times now. This is a book that was written a couple of thousand years ago from my murky historic memory.
2,500 years ago,
there you are. What is it? What are the most important elements of Sun Tzu's The Art of War that we should be mastering in terms of our dealings with the Chinese?
Right, well, okay, 2,500 years ago. Now, you may say, what has 2,500 years ago an idea got anything to do with contemporary business world? Well, the Art of War strategies don't change, and the 36 Chinese strategies are derived from those. So I think I just talked about strategy six, make a noise in the east and attack in the west. They're like idioms. So, and Sun Tzu was known to be the greatest strategist in the world. So, you know, all of those elements, but I would say, I have written books and been able to translate, not in Chinese, but been able to translate them into a contemporary business example, which is understandable, which was needed. So reading Sun Tzu's Art of War can be quite understandable. I mean, read my books and I'm sure you will understand. And I came to terms with this about 20 years ago, understanding that this was...
So what are a couple of the key principles from the Art of War that Australia should be adopting?
Well, I mean, it's like being on a chessboard. You move the pieces, but you don't actually just go straight in and try and kill the pieces. You maneuver the pieces and you think about five steps ahead all of the time. And, you know, Sun Tzu said the greatest war is the one with no bloodshed. This is about being able to think ahead and not so much reacting on what's actually being said. Think about what's being said and think about the reaction that we're doing.
Are you seeing any evidence of strategy on the Australian side?
In all honesty, not a lot. Not a lot. And I think we need to sit down and look at a strategy for China, because it's very much reaction-based at the moment. It's not very proactive. And I think a lot of people are quite scared about this because, you know, China has had a go at a lot of our key export markets. So, you know, there's a lot of fear there, but we, you know, it's about sitting down and saying, okay, well, and, you know, as I said, how does China think?
We're out of time, Leonie. I'm Phil Ackman, and I've been talking to Leonie McKeon, a China negotiations expert and author. Thanks for talking to us today, Leonie.
Thank you very much. Bye for now.
Thank you.